we use AI all the time. You know, I'm not going to lie. It really is kind of amazing. But as far as producing or you know, creating production quality animations, it's not even close to useful. You started using AI, ChatGPT. Everybody jumped online and you start asking it all sorts of questions and it just starts spewing stuff back and you're reading through it and going, that sounds really interesting, but it's all wrong.
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village, and we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing. Hello, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Alyssa, and I will be your host for this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about a pretty broad category that affects all events. We're going to be talking about content, and specifically the video content that you create, you promote, you manage it, but it's all kind of this content in the form of videos that gets leveraged by your events and your event programs, and ultimately, oftentimes, your marketing teams. Now, in order to talk a little bit about the big trends that we're seeing in the video space, in this video content space, I would love to introduce two outside subject matter experts to our podcast. You so often hear from C-Ventures here, but today we've got some two outside perspectives that will be joining us from the agency side of the house, located up in the Boston area. We have Steve, President and CEO, and Mark, Project Manager and Info Architect from SAC Designs. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to start with a little background. So Cvent has actually been working with SAC Designs, I don't know, guys, how many years? Like 5 or 6 years at this point?
Yeah, I think it's 5. It might be 6 now. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're trying to figure out how many connects we've been to. So we've been all of them minus one for the last 5 or 6 years, I think. So
I love it. So SAC has had a huge role. I think the first time we started engaging with this group was for our very large user conference, Cvent Connect. SAC will come in and produce a lot of the, we call them like sizzle reels for our product launches. That's a major opportunity that our customers have with SAC, you know, and working with an agency like these fellas here, and just trying to bring your content to life in the form of video. So guys, let's just talk a little bit about the relationship that Cvent has with SAC. What else is it that you all are producing, both for event programs and at large?
Yeah, so we're a graphic design and animation studio. So what we do for Cvent is a lot of the video explainer videos. I think we've created, you know, well over, we were just talking about maybe a few hundred videos for you guys that we've created. And a lot of the videos we do are at the trade show events at Cvent. So when you walk through the trade show floor, you see a lot of the videos. So we help brand those videos for you guys. And then you guys produce those as well, but to keep a consistent look.
And one of the interesting things is when we started with you folks years ago, we had never done trade show videos before. And since then, we've totally become addicted and we love working with you guys on these. And we've done trade shows now for other companies. And, you know, they're completely different. But we take all of this information and, you know, all of the work that we've done for you guys and try to leverage it into those spaces. And I think it just blows these people away when we start showing them some of this stuff. So it really is truly, you know, something that we've learned so much from and really enjoy it.
Yeah. And the opportunity for intersection with video and events, really bringing things to life. Now, I know I kind of jumped right into things here. Steve, how did you end up getting into videos in the first place? You know, it sounds like there's been a growth trajectory where you've started working more with events and planners and marketers in that capacity, but you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I started way back during the dot-com burst in 9/11. So one of my first jobs was working at IBM, and I worked there for a few years before 9/11 happened, and then the economy crashed. Luckily, I had a nice, like a really great art director, which introduced me to these other design agencies, which I began contracting for them. And then little by little, just building up my work. So, and I started hiring contractors, and pretty much that's how I began. I was almost forced into it. I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for the economy, because I don't think I would have enough, like, you know, like enough guts to start my own business that way. So I was forced into it. I started working with a few companies that needed more of my help. So I hired contractors, and we started working with other design agencies and just building up a reputation, and then slowly just building up a studio.
Have you noticed a change in, and I'm sure the answer is an obvious yes, but like, what has the change in kind of art direction and design and also video been in that kind of 20, 25 year span?
Well, years ago, video really wasn't around. There was flash animation, which I don't know how many people would know still what flash is, but that was probably 90% of our work was flash. So when that disappeared, we started learning more of the video. But when I left school, it was all print design. So that's what I started out as. And then I taught myself animation and then video as well. So now we still do print stuff, but it's more in PDF forms or interactive print forms. So you don't see a lot of it around anymore. So now we're talking about this video and AI, and it's the last year just changed so much since the last couple of years. Every few years is a huge change. Like again, Flash, that was a huge change when Flash came in. And now this AI, it's over the last year, it's been just crazy.
We feel like we're competing against AI, but.
Yeah, tell me more about that, Mark. I know that was something we wanted to talk about today, is kind of like the trends, right? So we're now in like the 2024 landscape. AI is everywhere. And in a lot of ways, we see it competing with this creative space. And I think there's a tendency to say, oh, AI is going to solve everything. But I don't think it's the magic bullet, especially in the creative space, that others believe it to be. So give me your point of view on that, Mark.
We use AI all the time. You know, I'm not going to lie, it really is kind of amazing. But as far as producing or you know, creating production quality animations, it's not even close to useful. You started using AI, ChatGPT, everybody jumped online and you start asking it all sorts of questions, and it just starts spewing stuff back, and you're reading through it and going, that sounds really interesting, but it's all wrong.
Yeah. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. And it's the same stuff with this, you know, with a lot of the animation or visuals that it's producing. They're kind of cool and stuff like that, but useful, not particularly. So, I mean, some of this stuff, you know, when we started playing around with Midjourney, you know, it's just crashing this stuff back in your face. You look at some of it and go, oh, that's pretty cool. But, you know, there's six fingers on the hand or whatever, strange things going on. So you have to take this stuff, massage it to make anything of use out of it. And the video stuff is even crazier. It's literally is meaningless and kind of just gibberish. But in there are just little instances, little snapshots of things that are kind of cool ideas. And so we'll take those cool ideas and say, let's work with that. Let's try to fit that into a transition or try to make a sort of a little presentation that works off of that concept. And we'll never take that at face value either. We just work all of this stuff. And as Steve could go on and say, you know, he's been researching this stuff, and people that actually use these things to create so-called animations take 6 months to produce the animation from it. We don't take 6 months to produce animations for anything, because just like Cvent, all of our customers want this thing yesterday. So, you know, we are basically on a tear whenever we get these ideas. And our major motivation in getting this stuff done is to work as closely with our customers as we can to get their ideas out there, and then work really closely with them to make sure that we're producing exactly what they want, or even better than what they want is what we're shooting for.
So I have a list of maybe around 20 different AI applications. Again, this every day there's new applications popping up, one right after the other. And so I'm always learning the new stuff. Oh, and I always tell everyone we work with, we have to start learning more about it. So I don't think it's anything that's going to go away. And I use it for concepting. So if you need a quick idea, if you have an idea, oh, I want to do a 3D element in here, but I'm not going to spend 2 weeks to create this 3D element. You could literally have AI create a mockup of a 3D element to put it into your concepts, or color variations or typefaces, or, you know, you could do all that. the way I see it now on social media, that are people that are using these AI prompts, they're literally going in there, they're typing in, you know, I want a video of blah, 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 and it gives you a 15-second clip. So when you'll probably know this on LinkedIn or all these other social networks where you watch a video that has cut after cut after cut after cut of these 15-second videos that remind me of these whiteboard videos that we used to see way back in the day. It just, so it's boring, especially now that you only have a short attention span, to grab people's attention, But, you know, I think like it's an excitement now. So everyone wants to learn it. But again, it's going to be there, but I don't know how it's going to be in the future. But
yeah. So AI is useful, but Steve mentioned something about short attention spans. And that is definitely something that we pay attention to. Most of our videos are a max of 2 minutes long, although we do numerous videos for you guys in the testimonial realm that are, you know, into the 3 minute range. And those things are awesome. I mean, all of those people on your testimonials, they have such great stories and they just praise Cvent. And if anybody who's watching this stuff has never been to a Cvent Connect, you got to get yourself there because so much fun and it's so interesting. And yeah,
we look forward to Cvent every year. So it's over. You guys give us, you know, tons of work too, but you know, we just love going the interaction with people. It's just fantastic.
Well, I love that because it's a testament to the partnership that you can have with a creative agency, a video team, you know, bringing these creatives to be inspired by your brand and like continue to evolve that year over year. Like, I'm sure you guys come back from Cvent Connect and you're like, we've got so many ideas for next year based off of what we heard your customers say, how we saw the content come to life, how we saw our videos come to life, how we have this stage or how this activation could be brought to life. Like, it really is a partnership when it comes down to it with your creatives. And the more you can bring them into your process, I think the better, because that gives you guys more. And really what we were talking about with AI is creative accelerants, right? So these events are creative accelerants too, to bring you into the fold, to bring you into our event and to make it iterative year over year. So I love that we have that partnership with you. Let's talk a little bit more about 2025, you know, some stuff that we see. And we talked a lot about AI. I'm sure that's not going anywhere. In fact, I'm sure it will continue to snowball. But what else is going on in the world of video that might be relevant to our event producer customers here?
You know, 3D has been gathering steam now for a while. And a lot of our partners, customers want us to produce 3D for them. And what we do isn't always completely 3D. I mean, we play around with this stuff and it's just after a while, it gets a little overwhelming. So we try to intersperse it with like more 2D or 2D-ish. Like there's kind of this transition between 2 and 3D that Steve has become very effective at doing. And I think that that's what we're playing with now. And more of our customers like to see, you know, kind of effects like that.
When you talk about trade shows, all this new technology coming out that we're always trying to learn, not only just like the AI, but you could create video on glass. So it looks like you're immersed within the trade show. Also augmented reality, virtual reality. We're playing with that, you know, so I have all the VR lenses here, the create apps with and experiment with. So, you know, VR has been around for a long time as well. And you don't know what's going to prevail in the future, but we're always keeping up with the latest and greatest technologies.
I was going to say, are there certain industries where you're finding like these more cutting edge applications are more desirable? I know we talked a little bit about kind of like the biotech and life sciences space, especially because you are rooted in kind of a cradle of innovation there in the Boston region. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, are there some that are pushing the boundaries to try to trial these new technologies when it comes to content and video?
It depends on who you're working with too. You know, certain companies just want it. I don't know if it's just like a younger generation that wants to push the boundaries of what you could use. But so with the biotech, we're talking to a group now that wants to bring in more of the VR. You know, it's a very detailed what you're talking about, you know, in someone's body and how to travel through someone's body to find cancer cells, how to make it like a game. Everything's gamification, how to keep people engaged. So we're seeing a lot with the biotech, with the VR, especially. And then, you know, we were just talking about this earlier. I just saw there's a company developing video on Coke cans. Yeah, I mean, video is everywhere, and that's why it's fun. It's, you know, people would rather watch something than read it. There's even like a stat out there that 50% of people are more likely to buy something if they watch a video. So it's everywhere.
It's funny. We do a lot of what's called animated banner ads as well. And we try to do very high energy animated banner ads. And we have statistics from companies, and I don't even know why they send them to us, but they're awesome statistics that basically show what type of sort of feedback they get, the positive feedback that they get from these animations in their space. And, you know, that's the financial space, but compared to just text sort of banners.
Well, we're in this like TikTok generation, right? Like, I don't think that's changing. I think the appetite for video is continuing to grow. I know I threw out some statistics like 2 or 3 years ago that was a testament to the power of video in the event space. But even you guys are talking about beyond that application, different channels, different mediums for you to even consume video. But video still being the predominant, you know, a more enriched experience, not flat pictures, not text, but also shorter form, right? Like, the attention span is also shorter. So,
within years ago, there was an article I was reading where the attention span of a person is equivalent to a goldfish, which is literally like 5 seconds, 10 seconds. You have to get that up really quick. And we see that. We see that with the videos. But to bring one of the videos up that we created for you a while ago that we spoke about this before that got like 6 million views, we looked at the stats of that and people were watching that from start to finish. So,
and that was about 2 minutes long. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Well, and I think there's a friend of mine used to use the term edutainment, right? And I think that's really what we're circling around, is this fine line of information, but education, but also the entertainment.
Like I said before, we're trying to tell a story, but we're trying to tell it in an extremely interesting way to keep people's attention. We're trying to show what it is. I mean, a lot of the stuff we do is kind of marketing product-based type things. So we're trying to show the product, but in a very interesting way, and how people might be using it and interacting with each other, and create that excitement about why you should be using this also. I mean, one of the spaces that we're getting into, and it was thanks to you folks, is the hospitality space. I mean, we you know, you have the trade show at Cvent Connect every year, and there's a lot of hotels and location-based people demonstrating their stuff there. And it's always the same. They show pictures of their facility and people in their facility and that type of thing, which is great. But we tried to go beyond that. And we produced a bunch of these things for you folks a couple of years ago. And we tried to take sort of concept of what's really interesting and unique about that particular industry, whether it be a hotel or wedding space or, you know, that kind of thing, and try to bring some emotion into it, right? Focus on why people really want to use them. You know, what beyond just the space is intriguing people and bringing them into that space. And, you know, I find that we would like to do some more of that stuff. And it looks like we might have the possibility of doing that. So we look forward to that.
Yeah. And when we started working with you, we actually developed this video style, which more and more people are looking to create too. So when you talk about explainer videos or these videos that we do, I often don't like to say explainer videos because the first thing that comes to your mind is a cartoon animation, right? That, I mean, that you usually see when you see explainer videos. So like, I get my inspiration from watching movies like from HBO, National Geographic, NFL Network, and we're actually working with a couple of those, the contractors that help us develop these videos. Something that has a lot of energy to it, not only hard cuts, strong animation, strong video typography, and something that's really a lot of energy that gets people excited. So for example, when you're walking through the Cvent floor and you see all those videos playing at the same time and the same sort of motion, like motion moving around, it's just incredible to see.
I have a question on, you know, because we started talking a little bit about brand and how videos can bring a brand to life, right? At the beginning of our conversation. As you all are as creatives, how do you feel when you're, you know, working with a brand who I'm going to say is like a little more reserved, a little more conservative? Like, are you helping them to kind of stretch that brand persona, that brand energy, that feel, so that it can kind of tap into some of those more B2C type things that you talked about, Steve?
Yeah. So a lot of people will come to us and they'll have the brand already created. I mean, there's sometimes we'll help create the brand, but like, for example, CBET, you guys had a brand. We, I think, helped develop your video brand portion of it, but we'll receive, you know, brand of the colors, typography, all that. And they'll come to us because they want us to expand upon and take that and don't make it look like a corporate video, pretty much. You know, like, you know, but they'll show us what they created before. It's like a solid color, long, straight, you know, it's just boring to read.
Doctor videos. Yeah.
They want us to expand upon that and make it exciting for them and really stretch the limits. So what we usually do, we, you know, if they want us to do it, we'll really go for it. And then we could dial it back if they want to. But we find that most people love that excitement. And I think that's where we're finding our niche. It is, you know, creating these videos that have the higher energy, even the corporate videos, what people think would be boring, we're making them exciting.
One of the things that Steve briefly mentioned was typography. I mean, that is one of the most essential things we do in our videos. And it's quite unexpected by folks, I think. I mean, the people have come up to us after it and talked about the type, not even about the animation going on. They've talked about the typography and how did we do that. And Steve, I'm going to give him some praise here. Steve is just awesome with typography. He's like obsessed with it. Yeah, I think that's a real, you know, addition to our animations that people are kind of, like I said, unsuspecting. But when they get, when they see it, they're very appreciative of what we've done.
But I also think it's surrounding yourself by people that do this stuff more too. And you talk about inspiration. And I remember learning this when I was younger and I never understood it, but surround yourself by people that are better than you. When you're younger, you're threatened by that because you don't want them to take the work. But now, like, I work with these people that are working at like these crazy studios, and you just learn from them. And I mean, that's how you learn how to make yourself better. And you go to them, and they, you know, it's unbelievable. It's an awesome collaboration.
I mean, sometimes when we're doing the videos for Connect, we use a lot of, Steve mentioned the NFL, but we use people who work on the animations for the NFL, for HBO, for Netflix. These are very high-end people, and everybody wants these people. They are very hard to get. So we need to plan well in advance to get them to work on some of these videos. So that's why we're constantly pressing to get this information, you know, upfront, so that we can schedule time to get them to help us with this stuff. And they do just some remarkable stuff.
That's a perfect segue. How do people get in touch with you all? Because I have a feeling after listening to this podcast, people will want to talk to SAC Design. So where can they find you?
A while ago, I thought it would be a good idea to use my initials as my company, SAC, SAC, Stephen Anthony Catronio. And then design is DZN. So... It's hard to say all the time, but our website is sacdzn.com, and on there you'll find, you know, an array of our work from print, web, and video. And then we also have a YouTube channel, which you could find us through sacdzn on YouTube as well.
Love it. That's perfect. I feel like I could talk to you both all day. As a former creative myself, I'm like, we can do copy, colors, type
of. Well, we've worked together in the past, right? We did that hybrid video and it came out amazing. So
yeah, I know. Well, and I, every time I have these conversations, I'm like, talk about surrounding yourself with the people that, you know, enrich your soul and make you more creative. I always feel like even in a 20-minute chat, like I got some value out of that.
Yeah, so. It's great. It's I think I'm very lucky doing this job, like getting up every day. There's not too many people that could say they love doing what they're doing, but I honestly wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't doing this.
All right. With that, that's a wrap for this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by CBET. We'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by CBET. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.